Welcome to Radio Renegade with your host, Christian from Philly. Brought to you by WorldGenerationPodcastNetwork.com and in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, Radio Renegade.
Welcome and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Radio Renegades. I am your host, as always, Christian from Philly. And tonight we got a very special show tonight because tonight we'll be addressing the state of the miserable, cock-sucking, shit-dripping diarrhea that is the WWE. But with the show, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, as always, my co-host of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, Minister of Sinister.
All right, yeah. The state of the shit. The state of the shit. The state of the shit.
You know, Minister, I have to say this, but this whole week of wrestling has been fucking boring. It's been so boring, in fact, that I slept through Raw this past Monday. I didn't even see Raw. I was so bored. And it was fucking terrible. This whole week of wrestling has been dog shit. The only good wrestling has been AEW. And NXT has been completely ruined. Because now we have Finn Balor, who's a heel, going against Adam Cole for the title, who's also a heel. So you know the writing's fucking dog shit now in NXT. So yeah. And then tonight for SmackDown, it was awful. So yeah. This whole week has been dog shit for me.
Let me ask you, man. How are you doing this? Are you watching AEW live and watching a recap of NXT? What are you doing?
I'm watching AEW live, and I watch the highlights. I don't watch the fucking recap because NXT is boring. I'm sorry. I tried to watch NXT, but it's fucking not for me. It's all fucking boring. And the fact that Finn Balor, a main roster nobody, comes in and has one match in NXT and is already in line for a fucking title shot, I fucking hate it.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. What about NXT, prior to them doing the Wednesday night show on cable, USA Network, was it better back then to you?
It was better if it wasn't on USA. Because that back
when,
then...
when it was on the internet?
It was fine. Yeah, it was better when it was on internet. On the USA network, it's fucking shit.
Wow. And this is because they're working on a budget, dude. Because, you know, they're getting money from the USA network. So they've got a budget now. This isn't just a WWE budget. They've got a budget coming from an outside source, which is, you know, the USA Network. So this is, wow.
It's still boring. Man. And it's still dog shit. It doesn't change a damn thing.
Wow.
Some
of that budget is going to pay off some of the talent. I imagine they had to pay.
What talent?
Devin
Fergal
Devin. They probably had to increase his pay a little bit to go to NXT, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but have you heard the news that there are going to be releases, a lot of releases in 2020? Some releases are even going to happen in NXT.
Yes, I read a little bit of news last week that some people had already been released. Fill me in on who, though. Luke Harper was the big name.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for. Do you suspect he'll show up in TNA? I mean, in AEW?
Oh, yes, he will. And he will show up as Brody Lee.
Oh, man. Yes, I'm down for that.
Brody Lee.
I like that. I like the sound of that. Man, I'm freaking salivating over here over that. I'm going to like that. Because, you know, that guy, dude, let me tell you real quick. I think that guy, I can see a lot of talent. That guy, like, he's being held down, man. Like, that guy, I feel like he would have been a great world heavyweight champion or something in a heel role or something. Oh, my gosh. You know that guy, he can go in the ring. He can damn sure as hell play a good character. So you give him something he can fucking chew on, man, and that motherfucker's going to go to town on it. And it's a shame that WWE has misused him, and now he's gone.
And yet they chose Eric Rowan over him.
Oh, man, I know, dude. That motherfucker, he could barely move.
Fuck
Eric Rowan. He doesn't even know how to fall down.
He
can't fall down or anything like that. No way. Fuck Eric Rowan.
This guy should be fuck Eric Rowan. The guy's a fucking bum for all I care. Fuck him. I hate him. Never liked him. Fuck that motherfucker. But the other people that got let go were the Ascension.
Oh yeah, but those guys, man, they sucked anyway.
Yeah, but they could be good in AEW too. I mean.
Yeah, they could have been good in WWE too, even. But I didn't really care for those characters they had, though.
No, JBL buried them. JBL and NWO and DX buried them. So no.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that burial.
Yeah. Well, let's get on with the show first.
Right
and then
on.
We can talk about the state of WWE. All
right. Right on.
The first topic of the night, missed booking opportunities. The first topic is this cunt, Bailey's heel run. Do we have to explain why this is shit, Minister? Do we really have to explain why?
Well, yeah, she has been a very awful heel, in my opinion. I don't know that, you know, I used to want to see it, and now that I'm actually seeing it, it's like, shit, what the hell? Man, she would have been better off just staying, you know, hugging the kids and shit, man. This run has been awful, dude. I mean, I can appreciate that she cut her hair, you know, she's looking more like a woman now instead of a fucking 10-year-old girl.
No.
But,
that's not what Eli said tonight.
But. Shit, man. Her fucking work itself, dude. Her promos are bad. They're lacking. And, I don't get it. I don't like the, I don't get the appeal of it. If anybody out there likes it, I don't know why they would. It's not good work.
If anybody else, and everyone else likes it, then they have no fucking standards because this fucking sucks. She is undoubtedly the worst women's champion we have ever gotten in the modern era. She sucks as champion. She sucks, really. She's awful. Like, she sucks. She tapped out in a fucking triple threat match at Survivor Series for our brand. She tapped out. The champion tapped out. She got her ass kicked every week before Survivor Series. And at the pay-per-view, she taps out. And now she's having a feud against fucking Lacey Evans, of all people.
Oh, I saw that they turned Lacey Evans into a baby face now.
For no reason whatsoever.
This was on Raw,
I don't get it. I don't get the sudden face turn for Lacey Evans. I don't get it.
No, I mean, what did she do? How did they do it, or what?
Nothing. She just came out to the ring, called Bailey and Sasha nasties, and then hit Sasha Banks, and that's it.
And that's it. So, oh my God. So just like that, she's baby face. They're selling her as a baby face just like that. She needs to take a beat down, dude. I mean, you know, in order, if she's going to be a baby face, she's got to take that beat down the way Kevin Owens did. Kevin Owens took a beat down the other day. They dragged his ass out of the fucking ring.
She did get attacked, but it was the fucking terrible attack.
No, no. That's not
she got hit by behind by Bayley once, and then Sasha Banks kicked her, and then that's it.
Yeah, so this babyface run is just a test to see if she can even pull it off.
She's still fucking fighting jobbers, by the way.
Yeah, I hate when they do that.
Lacey Evans. So Fuck Bailey's heel run, and fuck her new theme song, by the way, which you just heard, you know, earlier before the show started.
Yeah.
Explain to the people what the theme song is like.
Well, to me, it sounded like a mix on slow, like the tempo is like really low or slow of the Rock, of the very beginning of the Rock part. But, it's just a terrible freaking... Sounds generic.
It's fucking generic. Just like her heel run is generic.
Dude. They got rid of freaking Jim Johnston or whatever the hell his name was, Jim Johnson. And now, who the hell is doing their music, man? This shit sucks, dude.
I have no idea who's doing these wrestlers' theme songs. He needs to be fucking fired, because this is fucking terrible.
Oh,
they ruined Baron Corbin's theme song. They ruined Baron Corbin's theme song by adding in that fucking King noise.
Oh, shit. I haven't even heard that one.
They ruined the best theme song of fucking Baron Corbin with the fucking royalty King noise shit. Adding it in.
God. Despicable.
But speaking of theme songs, you know, this time
No. The fuck.
Yes, yes, y'all. So fresh, y'all. Snoop Dogg and Sasha Banks with the best, y'all. Make way for the new, coming through. And if you run away, let me say she's coming for you.
First of all.
Fans up, hands up in the air. When I say hell, you say chill. Hell, chill, hell, chill. F-A-S-H-A, how you do that, Dan? She's a legit boss,
man,
but y'all knew that.
Terrible.
The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. That's my family, if we so chill.
Oh, man.
All right, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, it sounds like Snoop Dogg is trying to put himself fucking over more than Sasha Banks.
Oh, man. That's bad. It's like he did it on the fucking bus in between shows real fast, thinking, I mean, I don't know, dude. Here, you know what? Here's the song. Here's Sasha Banks' theme song.
No, don't play it.
Just
no
fucking
more.
Do something. No,
you
I'm not going to play it.
You just cut it.
Here's Sasha Banks' song. This is what I'm saying that they said. Here's Sasha Banks' theme song. Put some fucking lyrics over it. And they did it half-assed. The whole thing is fucking half-assed, man. It fucking sucks, dude. This is amateur hour.
I can even go and get the lyrics right now. I'll read you the lyrics.
Yeah. He was saying some shit about S-A-S-H-A.
Let me look it up.
Her
first
old
of all, what,
bomb, man.
What,
I liked her old one.
What's with that stoppish at the beginning? That's like the Fiend coming out and attacking people. That's like when the Fiend shows up in there.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A fucking noise?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Garbage.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Fucking hell.
It's fucking nasty.
Nasty.
Stupid shit. Sasha Banks theme song.
Okay. Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
What are the lyrics? You were going to read me the lyrics.
All right, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, so they went from
I'm trying to fucking find it. Fuck with it. That's the original.
Yeah. I mean, you know, do they really always have to change the fucking theme song just because they changed from fucking bad to a bad guy? I mean, it's not like she's been fucking babyface the whole time. She's been a heel in WWE and had the original theme song as a heel. Why did they fucking have to ruin a perfectly good theme song? I mean, just because, you know, hey, you know what? You're somehow related. You're somehow related to Snoop Dogg, or at least you claim you are, whatever the hell. Let's go ahead and get on board with this. Maybe we can sell more tickets. Let's put him in your fucking song.
He's not even... He says Snoop Dogg first, then his own fucking... He's like putting himself over.
Yeah, he's trying to put himself over. You know, he's here again. Speaking of Snoop Dogg, as you know, I like to keep up with the concert scene here in Houston. I go to quite a few concerts. He was here not too long ago, and I did not go see him. I've seen him before. I did not go see him, and he's going to be here again next week or something like that. Here coming up real soon, and I will not go see him again because fuck Snoop Dogg. He's behind me. He's in my path. And fucking him showing up on Sasha Banks' new fucking theme song isn't fucking doing him any favors. He's trying to somehow revive his fucking career that fucking... He doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of doing that. He's done. He's yesterday's fucking news. He's been around since... I'm old, dude. I'm 50. I'm irrelevant right now, dude. People don't even fucking... People are like, man, you know, I don't even matter. My opinion doesn't even matter. Once you hit over 50, you're in a separate opinion. You're no longer in the fucking 18 to 35. There's 18 to 35, and then there's 35 to 50. Once you're over that fucking 50 years old, nobody gives a fuck anymore. And guess what? Snoop Dogg is there, dude. He's over 50 right now, and he's like... He's having this fucking moment where he's like, fuck, man, don't nobody care no more. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the last time he came, I'll tell you, I didn't go to see him last time he came. And there was, at the very last, right before the show started, I checked to see. There was shitloads of tickets still available. Shitloads. And this motherfucker's coming again? And he's coming again? You know what I mean? What the fuck? He's trying to have this moment right now where he's shoving himself down everybody's throat, and here he is showing up on Sasha Banks' theme song, trying to put himself over, like you said. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I can't find this fucker's lyrics. I guess they did it on purpose not to find his fucking lyrics.
Yeah, he's fucking has-been anyway.
I don't fucking care. It's shit anyway, the theme song.
He ain't no fucking... what's that guy from fucking Houston? That fucking rapper right now is taking Travis. He ain't no Travis fucking Scott.
Yeah.
That's the top rapper right now.
What happened with that? Snoop Lion.
Yeah, Snoop Lion. He went to Snoop Lion for a while. That guy's fucked up, man. Him, P. Diddy's another one. That's another one changing his fucking name. I don't know how many fucking times. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah.
But we do digress.
Up next in the mix booking opportunity, we have the Irish boring kisser, you know, we both hate this girl so much with a passion.
Yeah.
I know Minister has said he hates this girl, and I do too. Becky Lynch's failed heel run.
She's a bit
yeah.
of fucking plank.
Why?
The fucking plank.
Why do you think her heel run failed, Minister?
I think it failed because it was just all of a sudden they did it, forced it down our throats too much. They just kept bashing it in us. You know, they tried to turn her into this fucking Stone Cold Boston female version of Stone Cold and shit. And I just thought it was too much, too soon, too fast. If they were going to turn her into a heel, I thought it should have been a slow burn type of shit, maybe. I don't know. She's not capable
she's
of handling
fucking,
it.
She's a fucking terrible heel to begin with anyway.
Yeah. She's not capable of handling it.
Her promos suck.
She's no fucking CM Punk. CM Punk, now don't get me wrong, I fucking despised him for the way he fucking left and shit, but his work, though. He could fucking turn fucking heel, and then he could turn babyface. Now, I never did like him as a babyface, but up until, especially at first. But at the end, I could see that he was a great fucking baby face, and he was a phenomenal freaking heel. Well, not everybody is like that. And, you know, Becky Lynch, I don't think she's a good heel.
She's not a good baby face either.
She's just a regular
she's
person.
Not a good she's not a good baby face either. I mean, she's the most ugliest woman I've ever fucking seen. She looks like a fucking man, to be honest.
Yeah, she's not, you know, her looks aren't there. She's Alexa Bliss.
No, fuck. Oh, well, fuck Alexa Bliss.
By the way, where's enough
makeup
for fucking two rodeo clowns? But I digress.
Yeah, well, fuck Alexa Bliss too. She's dead to me. She's a baby face now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, no, she's fucking terrible. I'm sorry, Becky Lynch is fucking terrible. And so is her fucking husband to be Seth Rollins. So they're made for each other. They're both terrible.
Are they engaged?
Almost. But I wouldn't care. I wouldn't give a fuck if they get married. If I'm being honest. You know?
Yeah.
My left nut is more important than her.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. But that's it for Miss Booking Opportunities. Now we go to the what the fuck moments, and this
what
this
the
is a
fuck
doozy.
Moment.
What the fuck is going on? It's a doozy.
This is some doozy territory, people. So in case you're if you're the faint of heart, make sure you don't. You may as well hang up and don't listen to our show. But if you aren't the faint of heart, so continue listening to us because what we're about to discuss is very gory and graphic. You have been warned. All right. So are you ready, Minister?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, so the first what-the-fuck moment is the ECW mass transit incident. Now, Minister, have you heard about this incident before?
I had not heard of it until you sent me the show, and then
mm-hmm.
I thought about looking into it, and I said, no, I will just have Christian check, you know, fill me in on it.
All
and
right.
so right so, now I've got the video going as we speak.
All
so
right,
you
so
can go ahead and fill me
going?
In.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
you can
so
fill me in.
I'll explain it to you, and then you watch the video.
All right,
so this happened in ECW. They couldn't get a wrestler, right? So they found this wrestler, right? They thought this person was a wrestler. It was a fat kid. Turns out The kid wasn't a fucking wrestler, and he was underage, Minister. He lied. The kid lied. The kid was not a wrestler. He wasn't a trained wrestler. He wasn't a professional wrestler. And so they had a match against New Jack, that crazy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
You know
how
crazy New Jack is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they had a fucking match. And New Jack, the sadistic fuck that he is, the scumbag that he is, takes out a fucking blade and start cutting the fucking guy's head. Gashing his fucking head for real.
Damn.
New Jack could have killed the guy. He could have stabbed an artery or a vein, and the kid could have been dead. But you know what? I blame... You're not watching the video yet, are you?
No.
All right, so after I explain this to you, then you watch the video, and I want to hear your reaction, all right?
Yeah.
So after all this fucking tragedy, this fucking mass transit incident, I have a lot of people are to blame for this. One, everyone's equally blamed for this. By the way, there was a lawsuit after this. By the way, the fat kid sued ECW and Paul Heyman for this. But you know what, Minister? At the end of the day, a lot of people were fucking blamed for this fucking shit. Paul Heyman is the first guy to be blamed because you're the fucking owner. You should have known that this guy was not a fucking professional wrestler. This is fucking your responsibility, Paul. The second person who's responsible for this is fucking the kid, because you're the fucking stupid douchebag who fucking lied saying that you're a fucking professional wrestler, and you lied about your fucking age. So the reason why you got hurt is because of your own stupid fucking stupidity. So you got hurt because of yourself. And the third party who's to fucking blame is that sadistic scumbag New Jack, because he could have killed a fucking man, killed a kid that night. And yeah, a lot of people were blamed in that fucking incident, and it was fucking terrible. It ruined ECW's fucking reputation.
What the fuck was that?
And that was one of the reasons why ECW went out of business. One of the major reasons.
Damn, because of that?
So go ahead, so go ahead, Minister. Yeah.
What the
go ahead,
fuck?
Watch the video. Watch the video, and I will wait for your response and your reaction.
What is the video called?
Just look up ECW Mass Transit Incident.
A 15-minute video or what?
Just watch it.
That 15-minute video?
You can skip to... Well, you can skip it to where he blades the kid.
Yeah. Checking it out now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. What the fuck's wrong with this guy? Damn, why did he do it? Just because? What the fuck?
Yeah, the guy's a fucking scumbag.
Man. And this fucking stupid kid, too. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking tragic. Yeah. All right, dude. So now that you watched the video, what is your response and reaction?
Well, I think what ended up happening with this shit? That's what I want to know first.
A lawsuit happened.
That's it? No charges pressed or nothing? I mean, what the fuck? This is not
part
of wrestling.
There was charges pressed. Let me look it up. A lawsuit did happen, though. There was a lawsuit. I don't know if the kid won, though. I don't know if the kid won the fucking lawsuit, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. The repercussions. The incident led to the cancellation of ECW's first ever pay-per-view event. Barely legal, you know. Lawsuit. 3 years after the incident, Jerome, the fucking New Jack, this is his fucking name, Jerome Young, New Jack, was tried on charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and was later sued by the Kulas family. After hearing about Eric Kulas, that's the guy, that's the kid's name, a jury acquitted Young of all charges in the criminal trial, and he was later declared not liable in the civil trial. What the fuck? I don't know. Performers who testified at Young's trial stated that Kulas was extremely arrogant and demanding backstage prior to the match, and when told that he would have to bleed as part of the match, Kulas has asked Young to blade him since he had never done it. It was also testified that Kulas' father showed him he's only 17 and take it easy on him, he's just a kid. When they isolated his son from Demon Dunley, then the man double teamed him. I don't know. Like, New Jack got away with it. He was acquitted. But still, that doesn't change the fact that New Jack
assaulted him.
Almost killed a man. Doesn't change the fact, you know, that the kid almost bled to death. And everyone was a fucking bunch of idiots, in my opinion. There you go. What is your response, Minister?
Yeah, I agree. Everyone is. They're all a bunch of fucking idiots. The kid for fucking allowing himself to be put in that situation.
Fucking New Jack.
New Jack for fucking doing it.
And Paul
Heyman for fucking, yeah, man. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck you, Paul.
Very
Heyman.
Highly irresponsible, dude.
I'm starting to think Paul Heyman is not the genius that people have been saying for years about him. I think he's a fucking fraud.
Ah, man.
I'm starting to think Paul Heyman's a fucking fraud.
Fucking fraud.
I mean, Look at the people he's chosen to be the handpicked people. CM Punk, who fucking quit not years ago. Brock Lesnar, who barely shows up anymore. RVD's in TNA to be a fucking pimp now. He's a pimp.
Really?
Cesaro, yeah, he's a pimp now, apparently. You know, he's getting all the bitches in TNA. I don't know what the fuck's going on with RVD anymore. Cesaro is nothing, you know. These are all Paul Heyman guys, by the way. Curtis Axel is wherever the fuck he is. I don't even know where the fuck Curtis Axel is. Ryback's gone. So yeah, Paul Heyman isn't the creative genius that we all were led to believe. Because look at all the Paul Heyman guys. Of every guy he picked. Look at them. Look at all their careers. They're all fucking dead.
Plus the fucking ECW mass transit incident in of itself. I mean, holy shit, dude. That's fucking nuts.
What the fuck? Yeah, fucking hell. Disgraceful. Well, let's go on to another an incident. Mick Foley gets his ears destroyed. Now, did you know this, Minister? That Mick Foley got his ear mutilated. That's why his ear looks like that.
Oh, yeah, by Vader.
Well, it wasn't by Vader.
Yeah. No,
it wasn't by Vader. It was the ring ropes.
Wow.
See, Mick Foley was in Japan. He was doing a Japan house show, or any house show. I don't know which one. So he had a match, and his ear got stuck in between the ropes, and for the life of him, he couldn't get it out. So he had to do the only thing he could have done. And rip off his fucking ear by accident. And that's why his ear looks like that.
Damn.
I just don't know how. Like, I just don't know how you could get your entire ear stuck in between the fucking ring ropes. I thought it couldn't have been done, but on that night, Mick Foley proved all of us wrong. Fuck me. Like, you can't even trust the ring ropes for your safety. And that's the one thing that could save you, right?
Yeah.
Can't even trust the fucking ring rope.
Wow.
Can't even. He gets destroyed. Like, his ear gets destroyed. And it's crazy. Like, imagine, like, you know those stunts where they get their legs stuck on purpose on the ropes, like, in or their arms?
Well, yeah.
Imagine
I've seen
if
it
they
happen.
Had a, yeah, but imagine if they break their arms or legs for real doing that fucking stunt.
I mean, those ropes are fucking are hard, dude. Have you ever felt those ropes?
They're steel ropes. They're
yeah.
Steel. Fucking hell. Awful.
That's a freak accident, man.
Yeah, it was a complete accident. That's almost as bad as Vader's eye almost popping out of his socket.
Oh, man.
That was scary because I was scared for him that day because, holy fuck, his
what
eye was about
was
to fucking
that?
Pop out of his head.
Ugh.
And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Ugh.
But it was cool at the same time.
Right?
So the next one is fucked up right here. This was during the same year before they had to cancel it because Chris Benoit died, what he did. I'm not going to discuss that because, I don't know how to feel about Chris Benoit, really, because, well, I want to hear what you feel about Chris Benoit, Minister. Do you hate him for what he did, or do you feel sorry for him?
Well, no, I don't feel sorry for him, dude. Not at all. I fucking think
all
he's
right.
A fucking asswipe piece of shit for what
all
he
right.
did, and
yeah.
You know it's just
yeah.
tough.
If you were gonna kill yourself, don't take your fucking family with you.
I know, man. Come on, man. That's a
don't
bit
fucking,
fucking.
Don't take your
yes.
fucking. Don't fucking take your family with you, fucking piece of shit, because that makes you a fucking coward. I'm sorry.
And a piece of shit. Yeah, that. I mean, he's a total
yeah.
piece of shit, dude. But
yeah,
yeah that happened.
No.
It was the storyline itself was.
Yeah, let's
you know,
talk about the storyline.
Yeah, man. The
let's
story.
Talk about the story
I don't remember
man.
Where they were at
all
when
right,
that
so,
happened.
All right, so this is the Vince McMahon faked his death storyline. Now, this was supposed to be the push for Mr. Kennedy. Because, if you mustn't know, Vince McMahon was looking for his illegitimate son. at the same time, you know. And this was also the same time that Paul London got fired. Because I don't know if you noticed, but when everybody was supposed, every main roster guy, was in the hallways when Vince McMahon was walking to his limo before he got in the limo and exploded. Everyone was serious except for Paul London, who was fucking smiling. And because Paul London was smiling, he got fired, Minister.
Oh, wow.
Poor guy. Poor guy got fired because he was smiling. That's a horrible, horrible way to get fired. If I was him, I would have sued him. I'm sorry, that's wrongful dismissal. But whatever. So Vince,
You think that's rough, dude? The kicker from the fucking Dallas Cowboys this week, he got fucking fired. Check this out. While he was at the fucking hospital visiting sick children.
Oh.
They fucking cut this fucking guy while he was wearing a fucking Dallas Cowboys jersey with other teammates at the fucking children's hospital. How fucking douchebag shit is that?
Well, that's hilarious. Merry Christmas, douchebag.
Yeah, Merry fucking Christmas. Dude, that's fucked up, man. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had to.
Yeah. So Vince McMahon gets in the limo, and the limo explodes, and they treat it like this really fucking happened. Stephanie McMahon was crying and all that shit, and they made it seem like Vince fucking died for real, and they actually had a fucking investigation, like who fucking did it, who killed Vince McMahon, like everyone was fucking. Suspects. Everyone was suspects. Who killed Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
When you fucking cheer for that, why would you boo someone? How would that turn anyone heel, though? Everyone hates Vince. Wouldn't they be happy that he died? So the general idea was it was supposed to be a power struggle, right? It was supposed to be Triple H versus Ken Kennedy because Ken Kennedy was supposed to be the illegitimate son of Vince McMahon, and it was supposed to be a feud between them, but it didn't. And the ending of this storyline was that Vince McMahon staged his own death to see that, you know, without him, the WWE would be run to the ground and all that. But Triple H would have won anyway in the feud, so yeah. But all in all, that would have been a fucking garbage student to begin with.
Let me get this straight, because I don't remember what was going on at the time. What I do remember was that I did not find out about it, any of this shit, until I was showing up there at Corpus Christi. Makes my eyes misty. And I was fucking showing up there at the fucking American Bank Center, and people were walking back to their cars. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck's going on here? Rolled down my window and found out that one of the wrestlers had died and there would be no show. And so I parked the car anyway and fucking we got out. I had the whole family and shit. And we got out and we started walking around talking to people. And that's when they told us that Benoit had died.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't say the details or anything, just that it was Benoit that had died. And so we packed it up. We packed it up, went to go eat.
That didn't stop them from airing, though, apparently.
Right. That didn't stop them from airing. They shot the show anyway in mid-ring, but they didn't let the fans in. And they didn't let us in.
Wait a minute. So Eddie Guerrero dies, God rest his soul, but you still have a fucking show for him. But when Chris Benoit dies, you fucking cancel the show.
Yeah, I guess, because, they canceled
what
that show.
What the fucking logic?
They canceled the fucking show, sent us home, and then, like you said, they did do the show that night. I went home and watched it because I had set the show to record. I was going to see myself on TV. By the way, I was in character. I had gone in character to that fucking show because I was going to eulogize Vince McMahon out there in the on the concourse. They were going to have a fucking casket set up where you could go and eulogize Vince McMahon and shit. And so I was I was fucking dressed in fucking I was in character.
Dude,
and shit.
No,
I was
for real. For real.
I was gonna go eulogize
fuck, no.
Vince McMahon. I am not fucking kidding you. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't hired to do it or anything like that. I had just heard through people I know that they were gonna have a casket out there in the concourse and shit, where you could go and fucking do this as part of the their storyline. WWE was doing this.
Oh, what were you gonna say? What were you gonna say?
Well, I was just going to, talk about Vince McMahon and how he was a great man and this and that, and just go along with the whole fucking thing, just like a regular eulogy would be.
Yeah, but you would have gotten booed.
That's okay, because I'm the Minister of Sinister. It's okay if I would have got booed. I was in character.
But
I was a heel.
Yeah, but nobody knew you back then. Like, you were just like you were like an innocent bystander.
Yeah, but see, but I was I was dressed up like a freaking rabbit.
Yeah,
so people were gonna be like, "Who the hell is this guy? And why is he talking so loud and getting
I would have worked it out, buddy.
They would assume
they kidnapped you and put a gun on your head, making you say this
shit.
If
I was gonna get booed, that would have been great because I would have got a freaking reaction. That's what it's all about. But anyway, I was double pissed off when I found out that it was at first I was like, well, fuck, wasn't meant to be, But then when I found out that he fucking murdered him, he fucking killed him, murdered his family and then killed himself, I was like, that fucking douchebag stole my fucking moment.
So did you show up at the show at night, or was this at morning when the show happened?
No, dude, the show was going to happen live at night. It was gonna start at 6:30.
So they had ahead of time to cancel, but they chose to make you all drive there anyway and said, "No, fuck you, go home."
Yeah, that's how it was.
Oh,
we did not get any fucking notice, dude. We did not get any notice until and so it had been announced on the radio that they were gonna have a casket there and shit, and that the fans could go mourn Vince McMahon and shit. And so I was like, "Oh, this is perfect. I'm going to do my Minister of Sinister fucking get up and shit." And we went over there.
They ruined your on-air debut, basically. You would have been star.
Yeah, they did. They fucked me up with that shit. So, but anyway, dude, I don't remember the storyline. You're telling me that it had to do with fucking that another piece of shit, Kennedy?
Yeah.
The one gimmick guy?
Yeah.
One trick pony.
Because they were also doing the legitimate son thing, and Ken Kennedy was supposed to be the prime candidate.
That's right.
Because the Vincent Kennedy McMahon, because Vincent Kennedy,
yeah.
Ken Kennedy.
Yeah. Now I understand.
And plus, he had blonde hair, sort of like Linda McMahon, so it would have made sense,
Yeah, it would have been good.
But Triple H would have buried him anyway, though.
Oh, yeah, that was going to happen regardless.
Yes, but no. The feud would have sucked
Kennedy
anyway.
Kid Kennedy was destined to get fucked anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, fucking loser.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he is. He just suddenly disappeared off the face of the earth. Nobody heard anything from him.
Fuck King Kennedy.
What the fuck?
But yeah, man. So the Vince McMahon fake storyline, yeah, that was indeed a what the fuck moment. I remember when that car blew up. I was like, what the fuck, man? This was DVR was already out, so I was just being
So if you had to pick which wrestler that killed Vince McMahon, who do you think would have done it at the time?
Well, see, again, I don't remember who the wrestlers were at the time.
Well, there were.
I would have had to have said Triple H. It was Triple H that he could have it all.
No. Triple H is a face. He wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't have been him then.
There was CM Punk, there was Kane, there was MVP, there was Snitsky. There was a lot of
But CM Punk wasn't a big CM Punk back then, dude.
Yeah,
he was a character back then.
If I had to pick who would have killed Vince McMahon, I had to pick Jonathan Coachman. Because, you know, he was his right-hand man, and who better than to be given the new charge would be Jonathan Coachman. I mean, he had the motive. He has the motive, Jonathan Coachman. Nobody would suspect Jonathan Coachman. I mean, he's a weak bitch. That makes him the perfect alibi.
The perfect candidate.
Yeah. But enough about that. Let's talk about what if scenarios.
What if?
This one's what if scenarios.
What if?
Twilight. We're in the Twilight Zone here. Twilight Zone. What if Booker T joined the NWO in 1999? Because basically everybody joined the fucking NWO around this year. Fucking Stevie Ray fucking joined the NWO for no reason.
Yeah, the NWO jumped the fucking shark.
So I'm wondering, what if fucking Booker T jumped the fucking black and white bandwagon?
I mean, why not? Why didn't he?
I don't fucking know. He said like he didn't want it to. But fuck me, man. I don't know. You would have been cooler than your fucking brother.
Yeah. I mean, I think we agree on that for sure. Stevie fucking Ray.
Yeah, you would have been cooler than your fucking brother. You could have been a cool NWO member. Shut the fuck up, Booker. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know damn well the only reason why you became world champion was because Vince Russo. You weren't going to get those singles run with old fucking employee bosses. You lost out because of Vince Russo, man. Stop it.
The fucking Booker T, he could have, you know, NWO, he could have started something different, NWO Ebony or something, you know?
Yeah. And plus...
NWO Black.
You joined NWO and WWE, so what was the problem with back then in WCW?
Right.
What was different? What's different? I mean, you could have been replacing Kurt Hennig because they kicked his ass out.
Oh, damn.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray is, by this day, still the worst NWO member, in my opinion.
Ooh.
You could have fucking broken up Harlem Heat. I mean, fuck me.
Yeah.
But no, it had to be Stevie Ray, whatever the fuck that guy wants to call himself, the fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Stevie Hall fucking Ray.
He's a fucking Hall of Famer now. WWE Hall of Famer. The only reason why he's a Hall of Famer is because of fucking Harlem Heat. It's not because of Stevie Ray himself.
Yeah.
Remember that, Stevie Ray. You're not a fucking Hall of Famer. The fucking team of fucking Harlem Heat is the fucking Hall of Famers, you stupid fucker. Let's see this one. Let's see this next one. Ray turns heel in WWE. Well, I'm pretty sure we've seen what he would turn, what he was like in, as a heel in WCW. He fucking sucks.
What are they going to do this shit with this kid?
I don't fucking know. I think that thing's done.
I mean, if they're going to do it, I wish they would already fucking do it and get it out of the way so fucking Rey Mysterio can get the fuck out again. I turned on my TV the other day, and there's fucking Rey Mysterio fucking dominating the fucking show. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, he's not dominating the show. He's just US champion.
He's wrestling some fucking kid in a high-profile match.
He's wrestling AJ Styles.
Yeah, and then he was wrestling some fucking kid the other night.
I don't fucking know.
What was that fucking Mexican kid, that new kid they got?
Oh, Humberto Carrillo, whatever the
there fuck
his name
is.
There you
go, that guy. That fucking guy.
He's a fucking wet dream. That's what that guy is. That's what that guy is. Fucking wet dream.
Oh, my God.
That guy's a fucking loser, mate. The guy loses every fucking match, and he's been in the main roster for a few weeks.
Oh, man.
So they have the bright idea of having this guy debut in his first ever main roster match against fucking Seth Rollins and loses. Then his second match was against AJ Styles, and then he fucking loses. His first pay-per-view match against AJ Styles, he fucking loses.
Oh,
all this
shit
guy does is fucking lose. And then he was supposed to get a U.S. title match on Raw. He gets fucking jumped again, and then gets his ass kicked. And guess who steals his fucking spot for the U.S. title? Fucking
oh.
Rey Mysterio.
Oh,
fucking
man. So that's how he became champion?
Yeah. Fuck out.
And the worst, what were you about to say? And the worst part of it is?
He actually won Rey Mysterio.
Oh, shit.
What a fucking wet dream. What a
right?
wet dream.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up. Damn it.
Yeah, so no. Rey Mysterio would have been terrible as a heel because he was a terrible heel in WCW in a fucking team called the fucking Filthy Animals.
Oh, I remember that.
So he looked like a filthy animal, in my opinion.
Yeah, fuck Ray. Never did like
fucking
that guy.
Fucking bum. He looked like a fucking bum. But you know who's starting to look like a homeless person right now? Dolph
Randy
Ziggler.
Orton? Dolph Ziggler.
No, Dolph Ziggler. Have you seen what he looks like now?
No.
He looks like he's stealing clothes like from a homeless person, and he's growing a beard like a homeless person.
Really?
Yeah. Tonight on SmackDown, you should see when you see it tomorrow, whenever, go see Dolph Ziggler. He opens the show with Baron Corbin on SmackDown. Look how he looks like, and tell me he does not look like a homeless person.
Let me see if I have that motherfucker recorded. Like I said, I don't even know if I'm recording SmackDown.
Yeah, go
that's how long it's been.
Go and try to see if you can find Dolph Ziggler in the opening segment of fucking SmackDown and tell me he does not look like a homeless bum.
No, I can't do it. I don't have that shit recording. Fuck.
Well, that's okay. You'll find it tomorrow. You can look it up on the YouTube channel, Nerdery Channel, anyway.
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking bum. He looks like a fucking bum.
Wow.
But, yeah, he's a fucking bum. So, yeah. Ray would have been fucking awful.
Oh, yeah.
Now the final what-if scenario. What if that liar, Randy Orton, went to AEW? Fucking Randy Orton, fucking lying to the fans, making everybody thinking that he was going to AEW with this elite bullshit he's been saying on Twitter, fucking liar, used the fans, manipulated us into thinking you were going to AEW only to get a fucking pay rise, you fucking cunt. You used us, you fucking bastard.
Ugh, harsh words.
Fucking
for the
fucking
viper.
Bastard, he used us.
Damn,
fucking bastard
harsh
used
words
us.
For the viper. Okay, so what are you saying he did?
He used us. He made us think that he was going to AEW to make the WWE worry, so he made WWE make him pay him more to stay.
Yeah, and they did, huh? They opened up the purse strings,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it worked. He got his money. It worked. So, yeah, what if Randy Orton went to AEW? Well, I guess the first thing in order, he would have had a feud with Cody Rhodes because those two know each other really well. They did a team called Legacy, if you haven't known them by now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Randy Orton would have been perfect. Would have been good in AEW, but oh well. Time will tell. But yeah. That's it for what-if scenarios. Now it's time for the most important talk of the night. The one I'm excited for. The state of the WWE.
Ooh.
And I want Minister of Sinister to start the topic off. You go first, Minister. Unleash your fury.
Well, the WWE right now is in a state of shit. It's a fucking disgrace. The turn that they have taken, it's not even a turn, really. It's just been a constant dive. Just a dive down. And it just picks up steam as it goes further down into the spiral of shit. It's in mire right now. And let me tell you something. It's not going to fix anytime soon. Things are going to have to get really dark for them in order for them to make changes. WWE is fucked up right now. They're so fucked up. They feel like they have to curse now, I guess, to be edgy or cool. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Maybe because AEW drops a curse line here and there and shit. Now WWE feels like they have to do it. Monkey see, monkey do type of thing. They've had plenty of time to fucking create stars throughout the years. And look at what they're fucking left with right now. They're left with fucking nothing. Left with fucking AOP trying to fucking be big stars with Seth Rollins alongside Seth freaking Rollins. Really? How long is that gonna fucking last? This whole fucking thing with the man, Becky fucking Lynch. Really? A fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin wannabe? A chick version of fucking Stone Cold? WWE is shit right now. And nothing they can do is... They're going to have to go... It's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to have to. They're going to have to go under extreme changes in order for them to... I mean, here we are. There's a pay-per-view on this weekend. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to be at a fucking concert Sunday night watching a fucking 74-year-old fucking woman. Cher. 94, maybe. I think she's fucking 94. There's been a fucking Cher ever since I fucking can remember. And I'm fucking 50.
Fuck Cher, by the way.
Yeah, fuck Cher. I mean, you know... with my chick, dude. You know, it's going to be a good time because I'm going to be drinking. But I digress. But anyway, WWE is fucking shit right now. There's a pay-per-view on Sunday. I'm not going to fucking watch it. There's a fucking pay-per-view on last week or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I didn't fucking watch it. Survivor Series, I didn't fucking watch it. There's fucking the Royal Rumble's coming to fucking town. I'm not fucking going. They still have tickets for that right now. They got plenty of tickets for it. Let me check it out. I'm not fucking going. No, fuck WWE.
I'm not going to Elimination Chamber on March 8th. Fuck that. It's here in Philadelphia. I'm not fuck. Why the fuck would I pay tickets for a fucking Elimination Chamber steel cage? I can't fucking see what's going on in the ring anyway.
I went to that Elimination Chamber last year. Remember I showed you pictures?
Yeah, you said it was awful.
It was fucking awful, man. That was the whole beginning of fucking Kofi Kingston, by the way.
Fuck Kofi Kingston.
It was fucked up, man. I saw it happen before my fucking very eyes. It was fucked up.
I don't want to hear about
Kofi. Yeah, man.
I don't
fucking
want to hear about Kofi Kingston.
They have... they're just in a state of shit right now. That's where they're at. And I watched Raw this week. After several weeks of not watching, I decided, you know what, I'm going to watch Raw this week, and I'm going to watch fucking Raw SmackDown as well, so I can see what the hell is going on. Well, I got home tonight and realized just a little while ago, while we were on the air, that SmackDown didn't record, or I don't have it set for it. I don't even have it set to fucking record. So I'll watch some fucking highlights, maybe. Maybe. After doing the show, I don't even know that it's necessary. We already did the show. There's nothing there I can talk about. I mean, if I wanted to hear what's going on, I could ask you about it.
Yeah. Well, tell them what you thought about Raw.
Yeah, I saw Raw, and Raw was fucking shit, man. It was complete fucking shit. Let me see here.
Tell them the major reason why it was shit.
Monday Night Raw results. Let me check out the fucking results real quick so I can remember how it started. Let's see. Okay, so here's the deal. A few weeks ago, I turned on the fucking TV, and I saw Seth Rollins cut a promo about how everybody fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago or something like that. And then that was the beginning of his heel turn. He's coming from a good place.
Uh-huh.
Is what he's saying. Hey, guys, I'm coming from a good place, man. Y'all fucking suck. He's not necessarily wrong.
Yeah, but the Viking Raiders were the only ones that fucking won the match, so he is wrong.
Excuse me, I had to blow my nose there. In case you haven't noticed,
he is wrong.
But yeah, man. I mean, but still, everybody still fucking the show still fucking sucks, regardless.
Yeah,
I haven't even seen fucking SmackDown. I haven't even seen SmackDown, and that's where I would imagine the majority of the top stars are at.
Fuck no. Daniel Bryan?
Who would you say has the majority of the top stars, Raw or SmackDown?
Well, SmackDown, because they have Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt, and The Miz, but that's about it.
And then the women, do they have Charlotte?
They don't have Charlotte.
They have Bayley?
Yeah, they have Bayley and Sasha. That's it.
Oh, shit.
And you can't count Alexa Bliss because that bitch has been out too many times from fucking injury at this point.
Yeah, she's done. Her career's probably done. I would imagine. I mean, every time I turn on the TV to look for, or to watch wrestling, I don't see Alexa Bliss anymore. Or if I do, she's doing some fucking cockamamie fucking interview from some fucking stupid chair with some fucking chick that's always fucking got her mouth open.
Yeah. Fuck out of here. And
so, yeah, man,
Elias
WWE is fucking sucking, dude.
And Elias came back. But who gives a fuck about Elias anymore? I mean, we used to be big fans of Elias, but then
they turned him to shit. Yeah.
And he's babyface again for some reason. And he's babyface again.
Damn, they got him sucking dick out there too now. Damn.
So Lacey Evans is babyface and Elias is babyface.
Yeah. Two people are great antagonizers.
And Alexa Bliss is a babyface.
Yeah, another one. One of their greatest antagonizers. They've got some people that are great antagonizers doing baby. And then they got Bailey, Bailey, who was actually a pretty good baby face, being a fucking horrible fucking heel.
Yeah.
I've seen a fucking interview or a fucking promo with her and Sasha Banks at her side. Man, it was fucking pathetic, dude.
Yeah. Let's talk about Sasha Banks' heel run, though. How is she as a heel? Is she terrible, too?
She's terrible heel, too. She was actually a better heel when she was a heel without her new heel music and shit.
Yeah, and NXT, yeah.
Let's be real. She's been a heel before. She was a good heel.
Yeah.
Or at least a better heel than what, you know, this whole shit now. This is like too forced, dude. It's too fucking forced. It's too scripted.
She's still a loser. She's still a loser.
Yeah, and she's still a fucking loser.
She still lost. She lost twice against Becky Lynch. All those months for nothing.
Yeah, she comes back and she's still a fucking loser. Just like she was before then. She's never going to have a fucking legit title reign. It's too late now.
Yeah, nobody's going to give a fuck. Nobody cares about Sasha anymore. She's not the boss.
Speaking about it, it's too late.
And
they're
the
doing...
boss of what? What is she the boss of?
Yeah. Let me talk about another thing, too. I want to add to this. I saw fucking Raw the other day for the first time again in weeks. And I keep saying this. I feel like every time I do a show, I'm saying I haven't seen fucking Raw in forever. Or I saw Raw last night for the first time in several weeks. Well, this was another one of those situations. And fucking Rusev and Lana, get the fuck out of here. This whole Rusev, Lana, and fucking... Bobby fucking Lashley deal, and Lana was fucking horrible this week, bro. Her acting skills are fucking pathetic. Pathetic. They're fucking weak.
She's become a fucking screamer.
Her acting skills are as weak as your kung fu. And I'm willing to bet you don't know kung fu.
No, I don't fucking kung fu.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Your kung fu would be weak. That's exactly like her fucking... I was like, get the fuck out of here. She is better being the way she was when they announced her or Rusev or whatever. She comes out, you know, maybe wiggles her ass a little bit, looks hot in her fucking outfit, and escorts Rusev down the ring, and then maybe fucking, you know, trips up somebody while Rusev is having a fucking match. That's her fucking role. This fucking shit of fucking having a fucking main role, I'm sorry, dude. Man, and you know, and then I was fucking saying, I mean, I'm fucking in a bit of a state of confusion myself because here I was saying a long time ago, and you can go back and listen to our programs, and I've been saying, man, they should fucking have Rusev and Lana be doing them like a fucking Macho Man and fucking Elizabeth type thing. Well, fuck, dude. Here we are fucking seeing it, right? after I've been saying for years that they should have fucking done it. And finally, here we are seeing it, and it fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah,
and
the worst part is it's with Bobby Lashley, of all people.
Oh, my God. That's another one. He is no fucking, you know how you have the fucking, the Oscar winner, the best actor, and then you have the best supporting actor? Bobby Lashley is in no fucking way any type of fucking supporting actor. He needs to be fucking supported himself. He's fucking horrible.
Leo Rush couldn't even put him over.
Yeah. He's so fucking... Oh, man, dude. And this whole fucking Lana and Rusev thing was just... Man, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Why?
And then there's the whole King Corbin thing on SmackDown.
I missed that segment. Let's see here. Let me look for it. I'm looking.
No, in general.
Okay.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with the King Corbin thing too much. I know that he is King of the Ring, and I know that you didn't like it.
Last week was the last straw, because last week they poured real dog food all over Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this...
Oh, I went and saw that episode. You told me, I wanted to tell you, I didn't see the whole episode, but I did see a clip.
Oh.
Let me just put it like this. I did see a clip of when they had the stupid dog out there.
Good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Although it's nothing I hadn't seen before. I had seen WWE do some shit like that before. I can't remember exactly
who. Yeah, this is 2019,
yeah,
though.
Yes, that is true. This is 2019. We are very critical of that shit this time.
So, no.
And, you know, as people should have been critical, they had no business doing that shit even in 2007. Or even in fucking 1989, but they were doing it back then as well. And I'm just shooting out years. I don't know exactly that it was done in those years, but you know,
but people were having fun with it. That's the difference.
Yeah, this is fucking just it was shit, dude. It was total fucking shit.
What kids gonna like this shit? No kids are gonna laugh at this shit. I didn't hear kids laughing when this shit happened.
No, it was fucking crickets. You could hear the crickets.
And this week tonight, they decided to scare fucking Mrs. Baby Girl tonight, traumatize her with the whole fact that the Fiend came into her fucking room and fucking put a fucking scary ass doll in her fucking crib, traumatizing the poor fucking kid for fucking ratings. Good one, WWE. And good one,
really?
Miz, you fucking fool. Yeah. Yeah. Good one, WWE. Man.
Wow. So let's see. We had, Matt Hardy out there putting Drew McIntyre over. I did like the way
Matt Hardy attacked
Drew McIntyre, you know, when Drew McIntyre was talking all that shit. I thought that was cool. I thought he did, you know, I mean, fuck it. He's still employed. His brother's fucking up out there still. That's not going to change anytime soon. Matt Hardy, I guess he's, you know, he doesn't have his brother anymore to do anything, you know, in tag team. So I guess he's just going to go out there and, you know, put singles competitors over now. Is that his new role? Is that what he's been doing?
Yeah, I guess so now.
And, I mean, I guess he did a good job putting McIntyre over. But at this point, do they really need to put McIntyre over with anybody? I mean, we all know what he's capable of fucking doing.
Yeah, but you have to remember, he is the ultimate goon.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate goon.
Yeah, he is. I do like Drew McIntyre, though. I do like Drew McIntyre, but they, I don't know what happened to Shane O'Mac, though. What ended up happening?
He's
with
fired,
that
remember? He's fired, remember?
No.
Kayfabe fired because he was hurting the ratings. Remember?
No, I don't.
They had a kayfabe fire him because he was hurting the fucking ratings for real.
So who,
like
hurt,
Kevin
who
Owens.
Kayfabe fired him?
Kevin Owens. Would he beat him in a ladder match?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. Yeah, because he was killing it.
Oh, but that's not good because I'm also hearing a fucking rumor that Shane O'Mac will be fucking Brock Lesnar's new fucking manager.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I am not fucking kidding you. I wish I was making this shit up.
Yeah. That is rough, dude.
It's gonna be fucking rough in 2020.
Yeah, man. We had that. Let's see here. I do dig the Street Profits. However, I've seen two matches of them. Their debut match, which they lost. I can't remember against who. And then the other night, they got beat down again by the Street Profits. Now, the only thing I like about them is their ability to entertain, putting on a promo-wise. That's pretty funny, the shit they do. But, I haven't seen anything special of them otherwise.
Let's not forget the continuous decline of AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah, dude. What they're doing to AJ Styles right now. It's a fucking disgrace.
Fucking sucks.
He's some fucking comedy act now, or what? Is he a comedy act?
I guess so, because this fucking stable that he's in, the OC, I fucking hate this fucking faction.
It's comedy shit.
Yeah.
Everything they do is geared for comedy.
Apparently.
Like, what happened to AJ Styles this week? Look at what happened to him. He was out there, wasn't he out there talking shit? Yeah, he was out there talking shit. Next thing you know, he went in the ring, got his ass kicked.
No, he got rolled up by fucking Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
And then he looked like a fucking joke. Fucking awful. I hate it, dude. Fuck the WWE. It's gotten worse. So that's the state of the WWE, everybody. WWE looks like it's not getting better anytime soon. Ask 2K20, the fucking video game, because that video game is a piece of shit.
Well, let's hear your take.
Well, it's a piece of shit, the fucking WWE. I mean, look at the fucking video games right now. Look at the video game right now. WWE 2K20. It's a fucking disaster right now. It's one of the worst video games ever. You can't fucking play it, and you charge people $60 for it. For a broken game that shouldn't have been broken to begin with. WWE is a fucking dead corpse. It's a corpse. And it's rotting away slowly and slowly with each week. The wrestlers have no character. They have no identity. They're shallow. They have no. They're not realistic. They're not reliable. They're not likable. They're all awful. I hate every single one of these wrestlers. I can't name you a favorite wrestler of mine in WWE because there's nobody that I like. None of them are likable. Not a single one. Not a single one in this fucking company is likable. And you believe that. Can you fucking
it's
believe
fucked
that?
Up, dude. No, I mean, it's hard to believe, dude. It's hard to fathom, you know, this shit that fucking, I mean, it's really bad. I don't like it. I haven't, you know, I went to that Elimination Chamber last year, and I mean, I was like, I what the fuck am I doing wasting this money? I mean, I had a good time because, you know, the company I was with and shit like that. But as far as, like, the matches itself and shit like that, I didn't care for it. Now, AEW is going to be in Corpus Christi next week. I have thought about going.
Good.
It's far from here. I mean, it's not that far, but it's, you know, it's a good 3 hours away. However, I have a residence down there in that area that's an hour away from Corpus Christi. I have a residence down there, so I was thinking about maybe taking time this week and going out there and checking out my first AEW show. I don't know that I will, though, because if I do, I'll have to go alone.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I will do that. But I'm thinking about it. Because I think it would be cool, man. Too bad they weren't here in fucking Houston. They were in Garland last week, which is up there in the Dallas area. Or this week. They were but next week they're in Corpus Christi. And like I said, I have a home down there that's close by. It's about an hour away. So I could, you know, maybe. I don't know yet. We'll see. But I would like to go to an AEW show, dude. I watched AEW this week and I was thoroughly entertained. And I guess we're just in time for AEW Weekly, huh?
Yup, AEW Weekly is upon us right now. And this week, I would like to address that AEW will not have an episode on the 25th because, as you know, the 25th is Christmas.
On Wednesday,
so AEW
yes.
will not have an AEW weekend Wednesday show. In the 18th, next Wednesday, it will be Jungle Boy versus Jericho, the last AEW of the year, the final AEW of the year. So look forward to that. Probably we're going to see John Moxley versus Jericho for the world title soon in the next pay-per-view whenever it comes out. A lot of stuff is happening. New tag team is signed in AEW. We don't know who. But we'll give you an update as to who they are soon.
What do you think it's a revival?
I don't know who it is. I have no clue. I have no idea.
Man, let me tell you what I really dug about AEW. I'm 2 weeks behind on it, by the way. Like, I saw this week's AEW. I jumped ahead. I jumped out of order. I have 2 weeks that I need to go back and watch. I saw that one episode where Chris Jericho gave that guy, that kid, a kiss on the forehead and then walked away. That was an interesting, very funny promo. I thought it was so hilarious the way they did that shit. And then the other day, yesterday or whenever the fuck it was, the day before, I saw I saw AEW, and they did Brandi Rhodes did a badass fucking promo, dude. What did you think of that promo?
I think it was great.
What is she doing?
She's starting her own cult faction called the Nightmare Connection or something. The Nightmare Enterprise, remember?
Who knew she had this shit in her?
Who knew? Yeah.
It's pretty good, dude. I mean, we would have never gotten to see this had they fucking not stepped away from WWE.
Yeah, it was it's fucking
Think
great.
Think about
and
all
hope,
the other
you know,
people out there, dude, that have these fucking ideas that are in wrestling, that are wrestlers and shit, and they have these ideas, but they can't fucking do anything about them. That's gotta fucking suck, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. But, you know, she's living the dream with her husband. That's all that matters.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. Because fucking A, dude, there's no fucking way in hell that she would have gotten to do that type of shit in WWE, dude. What was she, a referee or some shit? An announcer girl or some type of shit?
I don't know. She was a backstage announcer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, fuck, dude. But anyway, I thought it was great. I thought that shit was great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing how that develops, dude.
Yeah. I can't wait either. But you know what?
Talk
to me. I think we're done here, dude.
Oh,
we've had a good show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a hell of a show tonight.
Yep.
You want to round of applause for that?
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed Radio Renegades this evening. We're gonna return after the holidays because next, you know, a few weeks is gonna be Christmas. And I know I have a lot of things to do in the holidays with my family. And I know this has a lot of things to do with the holidays.
Yes, yes, we do.
So until then, I am your host, Christian from Philly. And that is my co-host, Minister of Sister.
Hey, hey.
And I want you all to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Good night, you sons of bitches.
Motherfuckers. Peace.